Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is up, my friends? I owe you all a big apology. I am 4 minutes late and I've got nobody to blame. It's definitely all on me tonight. What happened was, somehow a piece of broccoli found its way into my house and I was digging a hole in the back garden just to make sure it doesn't find its way back in. So the good news is the broccoli is now dead and buried in the front garden. We don't need to worry about that. It's all good to go. So, and I put it in the front garden to make a point, by the way. I could have put it in the back garden, but nobody would have seen it in the back garden. So if I did it in the front garden, I'm putting a statement out, warning that broccoli, tell your mates, don't come around here again. Or I was just messing around with some stuff on the computer. Either way, I am sorry, I am late. But we're back, we're good. And who fancies a bit of Kylian Mbappe at Liverpool? And for once, it's not me, it's not the Echo, it's not us pushing it. It's Get French Football News. They're saying that Liverpool and Kylian Mbappe is a possibility. That Kylian Mbappe likes the idea of playing for Liverpool. And who am I to deny Kylian Mbappe that potential opportunity to come and play for the greatest football club in the world? So over to you, Kylian. Imagine. It's not going to happen, like, but imagine. And there is a lot to go through tonight, by the way. I mean, I thought it was going to be a quiet stream, but we've got plenty of news for you. We haven't just brought you Mbappe tonight. No. We're going to be talking about Barella as well, who's going to be available next summer, it seems, for £77 million. We're going to be talking about Caoimhín Kelleher's future and, of course, a couple of other bits and pieces. Callum, welcome to Anfield Agenda FC, my friend, the first new member of tonight's stream. Love it. Can I just say, I missed you guys yesterday. I did. I enjoyed my day off. I always enjoy spending some time with the family, but I missed you guys. So it's great to be back on and I hope you all had a lovely weekend. It's is the game still 1-0 to Ireland or have we been turned around and beaten at this point? Because we were 1-0 up before I started with a penalty. So, how are we all doing? We good? Mbappe talk equals that little bullshit island. Look, it's not me bringing this one. Like, I'm not making it up myself. It's not me saying, God, I want Mbappe. It's 1-1. Of course it's 1-1. I mean, how dare we have a lead? You know, how dare the Irish team actually look to win a game, even with a handy penalty in the first few minutes? Right, look, on Kylian Mbappe, my friends, it is Ake French Football News who have said Liverpool remains an option for Kylian Mbappe and he could be tempted if a bid were to be made by Liverpool. Now, interestingly, the situation that Kylian Mbappe finds himself in this golden cage of money that he has, that's the problem that he has. He's just got so much money that he has to find another club who are willing to give him all of that money and more money. And apparently, Get French Football News think Liverpool could be that club. But the interesting point on this is, as things stand, his contract with PSG runs out at the end of the current campaign, meaning if he were to wish, he could sign a pre-contract agreement with Liverpool, with Real Madrid, or with anybody outside of the French league in January. So clock's ticking, PSG. You either allow the dude to leave on a free, or you somehow get him to sign on for a new deal with a guaranteed buyout clause. But either way, it's going to get interesting. Look, I don't think there's any hope Liverpool sign Kylian Mbappe. But what I can say with certainty is that there have been a couple of occasions where John W. Henry and FSG have tried to get Kylian Mbappe. And I don't know how people think we're going to be able to afford him, because we've seen before, we struggled to give Mohamed Salah £350,000 a week and he was smashing records. So I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for Kylian Mbappe to join Liverpool, but it will be interesting in January if PSG haven't tied him down to a new deal. Sup cutie, said Colin. How are we? By the way, Colin was absolutely laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, some might say, by his local Chinese takeaway. He ordered himself some chicken. I think it was crispy chicken. And it came with, that's right, broccoli. They didn't get the memo over in Colin's place. Hope you had a good weekend. What a lovely headache we have. Darwin, who's awesome, and Gakpo shining. Yes, we've got a great selection headache for the manager in attack. It's all good. It's all coming up Millhouse. If this is true, we should have sold Salah. Also, is that a reliable source? Well, yes. I mean, they're one of the biggest publications of all things French football. Now, I'm not saying they have information we don't have. I'm not saying that they're trying to say it's a formality. Far from it. But they are reporting that Mbappe could be tempted if Liverpool were to make a bid. So I assume Real Madrid are coming in January to sign Mbappe, whether it's on a pre-contract and then he comes at the end of the season or whatever. I assume that's what they're doing. They've obviously redone the Santiago Bernabeu and they want their big players. They've got Vinicius Jr. They've got themselves Rodrigo. They've got Jude Bellingham. I'm sure they could find a place for Kylian Mbappe, but, you know, we can dream. We can dream for a little bit. Darwin is a starter 100%, and I want Ryan Reynolds, but it'll never happen, said Rachel. Never say never, Rachel. Just get yourself down to Wrexham. You never know. A couple of pints in him, Rachel. You turn on the charm. Anything's possible. I'm still waiting now for the day I bump into Mila Kunis or Katie Holmes in Tesco. Hasn't happened yet, but you never know, Rachel. We hold out. What's with the Mbappe nonsense again? I mean, Jesus, for the love of God, Brett. Relax. Get so worked up about it, dude. It's a bit of transfer talk that French Football News put out. I'm not sitting here telling you I seen Mbappe at the Tesco in I don't know, somewhere around Liverpool. Crosby, let's go with. Paul Jayward, thank you, mate, for your super chat. Much appreciated. I hope you're well. Gakpo scored. Yeah, of course he did. Gakpo. Verge gave away the penalty, by the way. I don't know if you guys had seen it. Bounced off his arm, so Verge is going through a bit of a tough patch at the minute. For Liverpool, he's suspended, obviously. For the Netherlands, he just gave away a penalty. And even with Ireland having that 1-0 start, still didn't think it was going to last long. And it looked like I was right. It lasted all of, 10 minutes. He's going to a different team every week. I know, you're right. But it is interesting, right? Because right now, as I've said, he can sign a pre-contract in January with anybody outside of the French League and there's nothing the PSG can do about it. The ball is very, very, very much in Kylian Mbappe's court. Now, of course, we all expect and almost are guaranteed that he'll end up at Real Madrid, but it's interesting. Did you see what Al-Ittihad did at the end of the transfer window? Now, not the end of our transfer window, the end of the Saudi transfer window. Remember, it was, we want Mohamed Salah, Mo, 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 we want Salah, 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 get ready for a £250 million bid, we want Salah. Well, they went in for Richarlison. Yes, they went in to try and sign Richarlison on the last day of the Saudi window. Now, of course, that was rebuffed by Spurs, but interesting. Maybe they don't love Mo as much as we thought they did. Or maybe Mo's been lined up to go to another team in the Saudi Pro League. I don't know. But very interesting to see Richarlison was, I mean, it just proves they've more money than sense, right? Because who on earth would come in to try and get Richarlison? Have they not been watching him playing for Spurs? He's been horrendously bad. But that's what happens when you've got more money than sense. And Hansi Flick's been given the boot as well by the German national team. Endo ended it yesterday. Endo just went over to Germany, just destroyed everybody. Japan beat Germany by 4-1. And Hansi Flick's been given the boot. Now, the good news is it doesn't look like the German national team think they're going to get Klopp. It looks most likely like Julian Nagelsmann. Well, he's certainly the front runner right now for the German national team job. I won't lie, though. When I heard that Hansi Flick got the boot, I was worried because, you know, whatever we think, the German national team job is always going to be a draw for Jurgen Klopp. But thankfully, not now. He's got two more years to go. Let them bring in Nagelsmann and sack him in a few years. And then maybe Jurgen can have a look at it. But another just interesting piece of news. Yeah, Endo cooked them. Endo was just showing who's boss yesterday in that. And a good win as well. A good win for Japan. 4-1. I think, did they beat them in the World Cup as well? In the group stages, or I imagine that. Is this Facebook? Yes, it is, yeah. It definitely is. 100%. And at the end of the stream, it's going to change from Facebook back into MySpace. Because we're just going backwards here. Right, my friends, good news. That QR code on the screen definitely works 100% for Top of the League. So, if you would like to join us and subscribe to your new favourite football channel, don't forget to check out Top of the League by scanning that QR code and subscribing. The first game we're going to be covering, the first watch-along, will be Bayern Munich versus Manchester United, September the 20th. We'll be starting from about 7:30 p.m. Hope you can join us. We're going to be bringing you all the big football news, breaking stories, transfer talk, everything that isn't Liverpool associated will be over on our brand new channel, Top of the League, or as we know it, TOTL Sport. And you guys can give us a follow on there on Twitter and, well, it's X now, isn't it? And of course, on TikTok by just searching at TOTL Sport. Right, so let's have a look at Dominic Szoboszlai, shall we, and his very impressive stats in his most recent game. 29 out of 32 accurate passes, 2 out of 2 accurate crosses, 3 out of 3 accurate long balls, 8 out of 12 ground duels, 1-2 clearances, 2 tackles, 100% successful dribbles, and 2 shots blocked. So Dom carrying his good form for Liverpool into the international scene as well. Craig, do I know Jonathan Morley? Yes, I do know Jonathan Morley. I don't know him on a personal level, but I know who Jonathan Morley is. But I'm going to repeat what I've said all this month. I'm not going to be speaking about other content creators because it's not fair. It's not my place to do so. But yeah, we just want you here with us, watching all the content. Enjoying yourself. I love broccoli. Ban, 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 ban. 158, dude, come on. Nobody likes broccoli by choice. Oh, we've just this second hit 10,800 subscribers over on Top of the League. So you don't want to not be able to say, Craig, I was subscribed to Top of the League before it became a million subscriber channel. Because if it's going to get there. So it's up to you. You subscribe now, get to say you were in early, or you can be a Johnny come lately. It's up to you. I hate broccoli. Everybody hates broccoli. Broccoli's the devil's food. It's horrendous food altogether. I don't know how anybody eats broccoli. Little arrogant, little twat head in it. Right. A few more bits and pieces. So, you know the way football is littered with these stories that were nearly moments. So, for instance, Liverpool had the chance to sign Cristiano Ronaldo before he went to Manchester United. Well, another one came up. TalkSport reckoned that Federico Valverde could have gone to Arsenal instead of Real Madrid when he was, I think, 18 years of age. Arsene Wenger back in, what year was it? 2016, apparently said no to Federico Valverde to go to Arsenal. And, well, look, as they say, the rest is history. He is now a Real Madrid player. And, yeah, sucks. That's definitely one that Wenger and Arsenal fans missed out on 100%. But, as I said, football is littered with those type of stories. So, a little bit of a boost as well for Liverpool fans ahead of, like myself, of course, ahead of Ibrahima Konate's return. He has been, well, he shared a video of himself training and running as he looks to get back to full fitness. It is a bit of a race against time to see if he's fit and available for the game coming up against Wolves after the international break. But here's the good news. After this weekend, after tonight, we can look forward to a game again next weekend. We are, of course, the 12:30 kickoff. It's the broccoli of kickoffs, let's be honest, BT. Nobody likes that 12:30 kickoff. Van Dijk having a terrible game against Ireland, said Ryan Markey. Good. And obviously I'm Irish, I can say that. You know, if there's one game I'm going to wish Van Dijk not to do well in, it's obviously against Ireland. Have I seen Ted Lasso? So also, Eddie and Broccoli is banned. I tried to watch Ted Lasso. I couldn't get into it. It's just not my style of comedy. So yeah, I've tried, but not really for me. Can't wait until midweek footy. Yes. I can't wait either. Like, we're going to be launching TOTL, or Top of the League, as I said, for the Bayern Munich-Manchester United game. But even after that, obviously the Reds travel to take on LASK Linsk in our first Europa League game. That's a 5:45 p.m. kickoff on Thursday, the 21st of September. Then we go into West Ham in the league. Then after that, we have a midweek game against Leicester City in the League Cup. So, yeah, the games are going to come thick and fast. But there is a bit of bad news, I'm afraid. And the bad news is, there's another international break in October. And I hate that they do that to us. You just get going in the Premier League. You just get up to speed. Then there's a break. Then you do it again. And then there's another break. But I think after that, there's no international break till like February or March or something. So we just got to get through one more after this one. Craig, have you seen the newest season of Top Boy? I haven't watched it yet. It is on my watch list, though. It's on my my list on Netflix. You got to have Jonathan Morley on the show someday. As I've mentioned, not going to happen. Nobody's getting on this show any day. This is the Craig show, and nobody else is getting near this seat anymore. Tried it before. It always ends up in heartache and ball ache. So, nope, nobody else joining the channel. It's going to be just me and you guys forever. And that's what we want. Let's be honest. It's what the people want. Everton going down this season, said Murray. I think 3 from 4 will go down. It'll be Everton, Luton, Sheffield United, maybe Bournemouth. Could be Wolves, though. They could be in that mix as well. Thing is, though, I think Wolves have played better than their form has shown. So I think I'm thinking that's going to be a difficult enough game for us coming up next Saturday. And I'm always nervous coming off the international break straight into a 12:30 kickoff away from home. You are the best YouTuber. Well, Mikhail, you're right. You're absolutely spot on. I am. You indeed. Look at me. I'm amazing. Nah, man. I appreciate it. Good. I appreciate your kind words. Look, I had one of those days yesterday. I was really low yesterday. Really sad. Really upset. Found myself in tears a couple of times throughout the day. It was it's just one of them weird days, you know. You know, I'm always open about my mental health. Yesterday was a real struggle. I was chatting with Ben. I was chatting with Connor. I was chatting with my missus, just trying to perk myself up a little bit, which is why I was looking forward to coming back on today and chatting with you all. So much love for coming in. Appreciate you guys being with us. I know it is an international break, but still 2,200 people with us tonight, and that means a lot. So thank you for freeing up some of your evening to come and have a chat with me. Fulham relegated. I don't know about Fulham. You know, they've got João Paulinho now till at least January anyway. So I don't see, I don't see Fulham going down myself. I think I missed saying Hans K joined Anfield Agenda FC before the stream started. So Hans, thank you very much, my friend, for joining. Appreciate your support. Better than watching boring rugby. Well, Ireland had a bit of a great result yesterday, didn't we? 82-8 against Romania, I think it was. Right, I've got more news to get through anyway. What will the new channel be about? Football. Non-Liverpool football. So we're going to be bringing you all the biggest breaking news stories. We're going to be giving you debates. We're going to be bringing you watch-alongs, of course, of any game that doesn't involve Liverpool. So think of it this way. Whatever the big Champions League games are, whatever the big Premier League games are, we're going to have you covered over on Top of the League. So yes, please do come and support us. Brad, how are we, dude? Said evening, Craig. Would you ever do members call-ins? Yes. We're working on it. It is definitely something we've been flirting with for a while. The problem is getting the technology for it to work seamlessly. And we are working on some stuff. I say we. I'm not doing any work on it because I don't do any of the technical stuff. I leave that to Drawdy and I leave that to Connor. Because they're the geniuses. I'm merely the tits and ass. So, yeah. It is something we've thought about, Brad. It's something that I love the idea of. But we just got to get it right, because there's nothing worse than these things, you know, launching them and then it being a bit bitty or a bit stop-start, you know? Will you still be uploading here? Dude, this is the bread and butter. This is my baby. Anfield Agenda is the number one priority and always will be. This is just something we've always kind of flirted with and wanted to do. And when Ben came on board, he pitched the idea to me of a brand that he had up his sleeve being Top of the League, or TOTL, because it looks like Total Football, right? TOTL. And I loved it. And I loved the idea of the colour scheme. And I've just recorded a little welcome video for it that's going to be going up on it soon. But nah, dude, 100%. Liverpool's my life. This is the bread and butter, man. That's just an extra channel for me to feed my football addiction. Think of it that way. Do you really think we're going to get Mbappe? No, I do not. Will you do lives on the other channel? Only watch-alongs. Yeah, only watch-alongs. That'll be the only live content. We're going to be doing pre-recorded videos where, you know, we'll be doing squad battles and stuff like that over on the other channel, which will give you guys a chance to interact and, you know, have your say on who wins these battles. And squad battle is something we're working really tough on behind the scenes at the minute to get the graphics to where we want them to be. Again, I use the royal we there. There's absolutely no input from me on it. Right, so I did say there was more news. Let's keep the news coming. Wrong one, Craig. This one. So, what about Barella? Because I was wondering this summer why nobody went in for Barella. Nobody really. Newcastle made a bit of a play. But according to the media, next summer, Barella could be available for £77 million, and apparently Inter Milan will be far more open to selling at that point. So they say in this article that Chelsea and Newcastle suffered setbacks in their pursuit of Barella, but that next summer Inter could be more open to selling him for £77 million. I don't see Liverpool really being involved in that conversation, because he'd be, what, 28 then? And we've just rebuilt our midfield. So, not one that I think will end up at Anfield. I think at 28, and I'd agree with not going for him either at 28. I think what we have now is potentially going to be topped up when Thiago leaves. And I said to you guys before, my own personal guess is that maybe if we go back in for Andre in January, that will be the end of the midfield rebuild, really. We love you, Craig. Thank you, Kerem. Much love. Oh, you guys have been amazing to me. I've been saying that yesterday. Like, as bad a day as it was, I read through some comments and, yeah, it was good. It was nice. I'm very insecure, man. I'll be open with you. I'm very insecure. Yeah, not in a great place at the minute, but that's why I do these streams as well, to help myself to socialize and to just enjoy chatting about footy. Saudi will come in for him. But will he want to go? Let's be honest. You know, will Barella at 28 want to move over to Saudi? Probably not. There was an interview on Sky Sports with the guy who was in charge of all transfers or all incomings to the Saudi Pro League. And his answers were hilarious. Like, so, apparently nobody ever talks about anything outside of, you know, football and the money when they're moving over there. None of the players have ever raised human rights concerns, or nobody's ever spoken about, oh, I don't know, the fact that homosexuality is illegal or anything like that. They're all just very interested in the sporting project, according to this guy. Mm-hmm. Of course they are, mate. Of course they are. Do you think with the right January signings we can win the league? I think we can push for the league now. Like, in my mind, we're in a title race. I know that sounds a little bit cocky. I'm well aware. But I look at it this way. I look around the Premier League. I see a Manchester City team somewhat in transition off the back of a really, really hectic season last year. Still with those 105 or 106 charges hanging over their head. I see an Arsenal team who certainly look very good, but are also relatively new to the title race. And they suffered a setback themselves last season in their own push for the title. So, you know, they're going to want to bounce back. But outside of those two, I don't really see much that I think is better than us. I think we should be in a competition with Manchester City and Arsenal for the Premier League this season. Spurs have started off very well, but I feel like they're a couple of injuries away from dropping down the table a little bit. Chelsea have a lot of groundwork to make up on. Newcastle have only 3 points from 12. Manchester United aren't very good. And Anthony, of course, is on a bit of a prolonged break at the minute as he tries to sort out the allegations against him. So, I look at it and I just don't see better teams than us. I don't see that there's nobody in the league I'm scared of with this Liverpool team. That's the honest truth. Look, to win a league title or to push for a league, everything needs to go your way. You know, you need to have a bit of luck with injuries. You need to win the big head-to-head games. But we've had a bit of luck, right? So we turned around that 1-0 deficit to Newcastle with two brilliant Darwin goals laid on. And 10 points from 12 after the start we've had. I'm really happy right now as a Liverpool fan. No centre-half signing is worrying, says Paul. Couldn't agree more. That's the worry, Paul. I think you're spot on. Look, with all due respect to our captain, he doesn't have any pressure on him. And his form has been patchy, I think, to say the least. Add to that the fact that he's just, you know, missed two games and half a game. He needs pressure on him. And we are one or two injuries away from a crisis again. Look, the good news is that Jarrell Kwanzaa looks well capable of stepping up. But, yeah, I'll never understand why we didn't bring in a defender. It's madness. It really is. I did bring you guys the news the other night that Kostas Tsimikas will be signing a new contract at Liverpool, keeping him at the club until 2027. So that's good news. Bit of continuity on the left side, nothing wrong with that. Our defence is stopping us from challenging for the title, says Mohamed. It's certainly a worry, my friend. It really is. And anybody, I think, who says otherwise to you, I think they're being disingenuous with you. Our attack's brilliant. I think we'll all agree with that. Not much better in the league or in Europe, really, than our attack. Midfield is somewhat of an unknown. You know, we're still getting used to the new players and Endo hasn't fully bedded in. We haven't seen Gravenberch at all, obviously, since he joined because he joined right at the end of the window. By Cetic is coming back. So I think in midfield, I'm happy. I'm happy with what we've done there. But I can't argue with what Mohamed said and what Paul said. We are defensively a little bit vulnerable. Antonio Silva, Inacio, Hincape or Gay. Well, you can forget about Inacio because we had the chance to sign him for, well, anybody did, for 45 million euro. He has signed a new contract with Sporting Lisbon. His new release clause is believed to be 60 million euro, so we can rule that one out. Hincapie, not sure what's going on. Wouldn't have said no myself to him in the summer market. Obviously, Xabi Alonso's not going to want to lose him, and they've gotten off to a very good start in the Bundesliga. And who was the other ones? Mark Gay, again, like yourself, I don't know why we didn't make a play for him in the window, because our manager told us time and time again he wanted a defender. But that's the one position we did nothing in. So it is a bit baffling. I'm watching you and the US Open men's final. What a night. Josh, when I finish this stream, I'll be joining you. I'm not coming to your gaff ratting, but I'll be watching the end of the US Open final as well. Djokovic, Medvedev. Then I'll be watching the NFL. And then it'll be my birthday after midnight. So, yay. Yeah, I don't like birthdays very much, by the way. And the reason I don't like them is my grandfather passed away at 37. My father passed away at 45. And I'm going to turn 42, and it makes me very nervous as I get older in life. You know, I feel like the Grim Reaper is over my shoulder. So, yeah, birthdays aren't fun. Not fun. Not anymore. Maka was good against Ecuador. Yes, he was. Good results all around. I mean, Argentina won their game against Ecuador 1-0. Colombia won 1-0. And I think, was it 3-0? For Uruguay, if I'm not mistaken, in their one as well. Darwin with an assist for the first one, if I'm not incorrect. Who's your first manager pick to get the boo? Oh, tough on that. Part of me wants to say Dyche, but I just don't know who Everton attract if they get rid of Dyche. I don't really know enough about the Luton Town manager or what their club situation is with regards to their ambitions. Surely Pochettino ain't going to get the boot that early. Surely even Todd Bowley isn't that mad. I'm probably going to stick with Dyche. Ten Hag, imagine if Bowley does actually sack Pochettino. That's like, where do you go from there? Like, they've tried the young, hungry manager, didn't work. They brought in Pochettino, who's somewhere in the middle, I guess, a bit more experienced, not working so far. But with all those signings, I mean, it's going to be almost impossible for a manager to, one, keep everybody happy and make that squad gel. Oh, Uruguay was 3-1, was it? Sorry, I knew they scored three. Oh, you think Company will get sacked, their Wizzy lover? After what he did to bring them up? Oh, that'd be really harsh on Vincent Company. He did a great job with Burnley and changing their style of football and bringing them straight back up. Oh, that'd be a tough one if he got the boot. So, what do we got? 2-1 to the Netherlands now. Well, colour me shocked that we're losing to the Netherlands. There you go, 2-1. Well, it was that first 4 minutes was wonderful, you know. We can dream about that first 4 minutes for a while. Famous last word, said Rabadan, surely Bowley isn't that mad. Well, fair, Rabadan. You never know it with Mr. Bowley what way he's thinking. Right, a couple of little bits and pieces. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you're with us or you haven't subscribed yet. You're with us for the first time, maybe. Do drop a like on the stream. Only 300 likes. We've got 2,200 people, sorry, in the chat. So if we could all take a sec, hit that like button, that would be much appreciated. Eddie Howe is maybe a good shout, Ben. Ben Mittal said Eddie Howe. Well, it's tough to get away from 3 points from 12, Ben. It's not been a great start for Eddie Howe. Now, you can look at it that he's had some tough fixtures in there. Liverpool, Manchester City, Brighton, right? Wasn't it Brighton that beat them last? They've not had a great start. And I wonder how long they give it before maybe the pressure does heap on his shoulders. Because the Champions League group is very, very, very difficult. So they'll be doing well to get out of that group. I mean, very well. So, yeah, maybe we will see how patient the Saudi owners of Newcastle will be with Eddie Howe. What's going on with Mbappe? Right, so I've mentioned this at the start of the stream, so, you know, next time, be on time. But we'll go back through it, of course, no problem. So, Get French Football News have said Liverpool remains an option for Kylian Mbappe, and he could be tempted if a bid were to be made by the Anfield club. Now, remember, as of right now, his contract runs out at Paris Saint-Germain at the end of this campaign, meaning he could sign a pre-contract agreement with Real Madrid or Liverpool or any club outside of France in January. So, unless PSG sort that, well, then his future is in his own hands very much so. I don't think he's going near Liverpool, let's be honest. You know, I remember Calvay Solacol saying he earns between, I think he said, 1 and 1.5 million a week, including bonuses or something like that. So, yeah, there's no way that I can see John W. Henry ponying up that much money for Mbappe. But maybe Nike get involved. Maybe, I don't know. I want there to be a possibility of it, but I think we all know it's very, very, very unrealistic. But he does seem to have a fondness for Liverpool. I think his mum's a Liverpool fan, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we're one of the few clubs that he does get linked with. Julie said, lovely to see you again. Can I please get a shout out for my mom who loves the Irish? Shout out to Julie's mom. And don't mean that in any type of a cringy, dirty way either. And you're damn right to love the Irish. We're a wonderful group of people. Craig, would you eat broccoli if we win the league? Oh, I'll do you a deal. If we win the league, I'll eat broccoli. Yeah, if we win the league, I'll eat broccoli. Oh God, even just saying it, my stomach's turning just thinking about it. That's a deal, right? We've got that one. You can sign that one in. Right, so Jason McAteer has been speaking about Queevy and Kelleher. And he said he was the hero of the League Cup final. He had great moments for the club. But for me, football is playing football. He's on the bench behind the best goalkeeper in the world. He'll look back on in years to come and say, I wasted those years. So Jason McAteer believes Queevy and Kelleher should probably move on in search of first team football. And you know what? I'd love to be selfish about it and say stay at Liverpool. But I kind of do understand exactly where Jason McAteer is coming from. You don't want to look back at your career being 26, 27, 28 and still be second choice keeper when he is good enough to be a first choice keeper in the Premier League. So, yeah, I just don't want it to happen until we have a very, very, very capable deputy. So I don't know how far Pitaluga is in his progression, but I know one thing. I don't want Adrian San Miguel to be the second goalkeeper at Liverpool Football Club. Happy birthday, Craig. Thank you. I wish you and your family a happy life, a long and happy life. Thank you very much, my friend. Ironically, or weirdly, my daughter's boyfriend has the same birthday. So it's his birthday tomorrow as well, which is a bit weird. If you eat a broccoli donut, I'll donate €20. Sure, and where am I going to get said broccoli donut? I mean, no, not worth it. No dice. £20? No, not eating a broccoli donut for £20, mate. No. That's going to be a mixed day, mate. We've won the league and yet, loving getting you mighty reds. Now where's the green tree? I know, Sherlock, it's disgusting, right? Now the good news is, you won't be able to see the broccoli. Because what colour is the broccoli? Green, right? What colour is my screen? Green. You'll notice, I can't wear green because it just makes me look invisible. So, for all you know, that green piece of broccoli could be something else. We'll have to make it without the green screen, obviously, to prove it. But look, if Liverpool win the league, I'm more than happy to eat a piece of the devil's vegetable. Some of the balls VVD is playing are class. Well, he won't be playing them against Wolves because he talked himself into that additional game ban by not leaving the pitch. So, or being disrespectful, I guess, to the referee. So, we won't be seeing them against Wolves. We'll have to wait to see them against Last Glint in the Europa League. I'm against this broccoli slander. I don't care, Benjamin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, love you, dude, and all that, but broccoli's the devil's food. It's look at the arrogant head on it. Look at a piece of broccoli. It's just mocking you. It's just saying, I'm better than you, you know? Oh, look at me, I'm a big green vegetable. Oh, I'm better than you. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not nothing great, broccoli, you know? Show me a carrot any day of the week. Far nicer colour. Far nicer look to a carrot than a piece of broccoli. You know what I mean? You don't see anybody going around the streets going, oh, eat broccoli, it helps you see at night, do you? No, but you do with carrots. You don't see people making a broccoli cake, do you? But no, you do with carrots. So broccoli can do one. Carrots is the only semi-acceptable vegetable. You should never have mentioned you didn't like broccoli. I don't mind the banter, mate. It's all good. I mean, look at me. Do I look like I like broccoli? Let's be honest. If you were to take a stab in the dark here and say, does Craig eat his vegetables or not? I think, you know, the smart money would be on not unless it's dipped in chocolate. What about cauliflower? Genuine, no joke, never tasted it. Jordan, never, thank you for the super chat, Jordan, but never, ever, ever, ever tasted cauliflower, mate. No idea what it tastes like. Yeah, never tasted it. Carrot cake is beautiful. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Do love me a bit of carrot cake, 100%. Cabbage? Ah, nobody really, like, does that, no, nobody really eats cabbage. It smells like me balls. Do you know what I mean? You could walk into a house and I could be steaming me boxer shorts or cabbage and you wouldn't know the difference. You'd be like, is that Craig's balls or cabbage? What are we having, Craig's balls and ham? Are we having a bit of... Let's be honest, it smells like you're boiling socks or something. And you put that willingly. Willingly, you eat that. Happy birthday, Craig. 21. Nice, I like it. 21 times 2, unfortunately, dude. I love cabbage and Brussels. No, you don't, Ian. I'm not having it. You don't, mate. You push them aside on the plate to make room for the roast potatoes like the rest of us. Let's be honest. You're the least Irish eater I've ever heard of. Well, I do make up for it in Tato and Kyo's, you know, the finest crisps known to humankind, mate. And I do eat a lot of soda bread and I do eat potatoes. So I'm Irish in a lot of ways, but I'm also not Irish in a lot of other ways in that I don't really drink. What about eggplants? You mean aubergines? You're not in fucking America now, mate. Calm down. It's an aubergine, not an eggplant. Gotta like a pint of Guinness. I don't not like a pint of Guinness, but if I'm going to have an El Tipple, be a bottle of Corona probably, or a bottle of San Miguel. My partner James thinks you're brilliant and he's a Liverpool supporter as well, said Rachel. Thank you, James, and thank you, Rachel. Yeah, appreciate that. I hope James continues to enjoy watching and as your good self as well, Rachel. Beamish for me, said Matty. So Matty, my dad drank Beamish, but he drank it because he was a cheap fecker. And I used to work in a pub. Now this is going back when I was like 15, 16, 17. And he used to drink Beamish and he used to pretend it was because he liked the taste of it more. But the real reason was because it was like 15 cent cheaper than a pint of Guinness. It was like €2.05 or something like that back then. Broccoli cake if we win the league. Never, never. So, look, let's get a poll going on Queevy and Kelleher. Because I feel like this is a good subject to get our first poll of the night up. Right, so simple question. Should Kelleher leave Liverpool to get first team games? Yes or no? Up to you guys to vote. Did you see England-Ukraine yesterday? I seen bits and pieces of it. I seen Kyle Walker's goal. I seen Zinchenko's goal. I think I was doing something else at the time and I had that on in the background, if I'm being honest. Watching some NFL football, but wanted to stop by and say hi, said Yusuf. Thank you, Yusuf. I'll be tuning in tonight myself for the later games. And of course, for the US Open men's final. I think we do sell him, but we need someone who's better than Adrian to be our second choice keeper, said Jay Edits. Yeah, I'm no argument with that, dude. We defo need better than Adrian San Miguel for a second choice keeper, 100%. Do I support Liverpool or Everton? Sorry, Facebook's lagging right now. Me? What's football? What's an Everton? I don't know what it is. What's an Everton? No idea. Never heard of it. We should sell him, but ensure there's a buyback clause, said AP. I would imagine that would be... Yeah, I'd imagine that would be a good idea if we did sell him, to put a buyback clause in there. It's a really tough situation, though, because he's more than good enough to come in and be our number two. Like, absolutely. But best of luck dislodging Alisson Becker, because the best goalkeeper in the world. Oh, the blue shy, Alan. You should have said. Now I understand what you mean. Rachel, thank you for gifting 5 Anfield Agenda memberships, my friend. You're very kind. They've gone to CBA, to Joe Forward, to Lewis Douglas, to Reza, and to MK. Thank you all very much. Well, thank Rachel very much, I should be saying. Craig, can you give my dog a shout out? His name is Alfie, said Taylor. Absolutely, Taylor. You won't get that, Taylor, but Alfie will. Alfie will know exactly what I'm talking about. Aren't you watching Ireland, Craig? No. I'm sad enough as it is, mate, without throwing in what's in the Irish national team on top of that. Do you think we should sell Salah next season? Yes, because I don't want to lose him for free. Like, I'd be well open to giving him an extension, but I can't see John W. Henry doing it. So if the options are let Mohamed Salah stay for one more year and he goes for free after that, or sell him next summer, I think you have to sell him next summer. Because that means if we let him go for free, let's say he ran down his contract and he left when his deal was up, that means we'll have only brought in €30 million for a front line of Salah, Firmino and Mane. And that's criminally low. So, unfortunately, the way the contract situation is, I think, yes, next summer. Best fruit? Mango or kiwi? Yeah, mango or kiwi. Although you can't beat a good peach as well. A good peach is delicious. So, yeah, mango, kiwi, peach. Is Szoboszlai the new Alonso? No, because he's a different player. Different, more forward-thinking. You know, you could make the argument for him being the new Gerrard. Because I feel like now we finally have somebody to take up the mantle of that number 8 shirt after, you know, Naby Keita's less than ideal career at Liverpool. And I'm being very, very, very kind to Naby there. That impression was a bit rough, said Dino, or Didinho. It was, mate, it was. It was quite poor. Sorry, the dad jokes are just coming out now. Who's your second favourite team other than Liverpool? Barcelona, mate, Barcelona. First football jersey I ever had was a Barca shirt. Honeydew melon and golden delicious apples. I don't like melon. I mean, I love motorboat and a pair of melons, but I don't love melons. ABBHJJITH, I think. Welcome to Anfield Agenda FC, buddy. I remember you from the other day. Nice to see you back in. Hope you're well. What is that about Mbappe? Mbappe's decided that he's Irish. And he's now going to come, after watching Stephen Kenny's men play against the Netherlands, he's decided that he's going to, you know, change citizenship. And I've lobbied UEFA and they're going to allow it. So Kylian Mbappe is going to be replacing James McLean on the left side of that Liverpool, or of the left side of that Irish attack moving forward. So, Yeah, well, welcome to Ireland, Kylian Mbappe. Mbappe is a rat. The story with the transfer to Real Madrid is proof of this. We don't need him, said Rob. Rob, I don't think we're signed on him, mate, to be honest with you. Nor do I think we have room for anybody with what looks like to have as much of an ego as Mbappe has. The time to get Mbappe, I think, Rob, would have been, you know, that time he made the move from Monaco. I think if you got Mbappe right then, that would have been a time where maybe a club like Liverpool could have, I don't say controlled them a bit more, but now I think he's too big. And I don't mean he's too big for Liverpool. I just mean, I think he's just, everything around him is just too much of a ball ache. So, yeah, tough one. I think he ends up at Real Madrid, Rob, in all honesty. Waffle Liverpool Conference League next season, lad. What? Why did she leave you, mate? I mean, I don't know why it was, but I'm sure she was, you know, right for wherever she left you. You and I both, neither of us believe Liverpool are going to be in the Conference League next year, dude. Let's be honest with it. You're just trying to make yourself feel better. I'm guessing you're probably a United fan and you're just sick of the look of United at this point, you know. When you're not playing shit on the pitch, your players are making headlines for the wrong reasons. And I get it. You need to vent. That's okay. I'm big enough to take it on board, mate. But, you know, we'll win the Europa League this season, be back in the pot one in the Champions League next season, and be all good. So, you know, you carry on. Hansi Flick fired from Germany. Yes, Akeem. Not really a surprise. You know, he's not had a great run with the German national team. Two group stage exits, I think, in the last two international competitions. Beaten 4-1 by Endo and Japan the other night. And look, when I heard that Hansi Flick had gotten the boot, my first thought was, please don't come after Jurgen. But from what I've read, it looks like Nagelsmann could be the front runner. Now, will Julian Nagelsmann, at, I don't know what age he is now, 34, 35, will he want to be the German national team coach? It might be a good way to rebuild his career a little bit, perhaps, after, you know, not working out at Bayern. And it'll be an interesting choice. If I'm him, you know what, I probably would take it if I was Nagelsmann, because his stock is a little bit up and down. And if he could come in with that German national team and do a decent job, he probably finds himself in another pretty high European football job at that point. So if I'm him, probably would look at it. Is the new channel the reason you aren't back on the kickoff this season? Love the content. Keep it up. No, it's not. How do I say this? So I'm not back on the kickoff for a reason that was just, how do I say it? There was no personal fallouts. There was no bad blood. There was, like, Brian is sound as a pound, and he only, you know, and I'm saying this consistently because it's true, only ever treated me very well, made me feel very welcome, is a lovely, lovely, warm guy, and cannot say enough good things about him. But there were things I thought we could have implemented to shake it up a little bit. And it's not my show, so of course I don't have say on these things. So if I guess you can look at it that maybe it was professional slight differences of opinion on small details. But again, nothing but respect and love for Brian. He's a lovely, lovely guy. And I hope to cross paths with him again in the future and go out and have a drink with him or whatever, because he's sound as a pound and there's no bad blood there whatsoever. But no, actually, it's not. The new project only came about in the last month, perhaps. ABBHJJITH said, what's your take on Hendo? You can call me Ab. Thank you, Ab. That makes it a lot easier. My take on Hendo is that he's a rat. Simple. And I'm very strong on this. Jordan Henderson played us all for fools and ran off at the first opportunity and showed that he wasn't about the morals and the life that he professed to be. And nobody's ever going to convince me otherwise. Now, I'm not here to try and convince you otherwise. I respect everybody else's view on the Henderson situation. But my view is that he's thrown away a good chunk of his legacy for a payday. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Who is Brian? True Geordie. That's his name. His name's Brian. Mbappe or Osimhen? I mean, it's like comparing apples and oranges. You know, they're very, very, very different styles of footballers. I'd prefer Mbappe, though, if you're asking me which one I'd rather in my team. Mbappe. I look at it this way. Mbappe can win a game on his own, can change a game. The greats can do that. Ronaldo could do that. Messi could do that. I don't know if Osimhen is one of those type of players. He's a very, very, very good centre forward. What's my favourite movie? I'm going to give you three very different movies. A Bronx Tale, Goodfellas, or Jerry Maguire. I know, very different. He's not a rat, he's just a flawed human being. Again, Josh, you're free to have your opinion, and I respect it, but I think he's a rat. Simple as. But I respect other people's opinion on it, mate. It is one of those subjects that will divide us as Liverpool fans. So, again, I respect what you're saying, and I hope you respect what I'm saying. He without sin and all that. No. Bullshit, Josh. Now we have a little bit of an issue here. You don't get to say he without sin when you made a shitload of cash and got a shitload of positive PR and were held up by the media and praised for your morals and your ethics and the way you went about and conducted yourself, only to turn your back on all of that at the first opportunity and run off. So I'm sorry, dude. There we have a bit of a difference, because it isn't a case of he who's without sin and all that. Far from it. It's a case of you claim to be one thing and you're actually something different. And one of the reasons I loved them was because of that morality, that stance, that leadership. And that's why it hurts so much that he turned his back on that and ran off. Because he didn't want to fight for his place. And he threw his toys out of the pram, like he did previously. Only the last time, Jurgen backed him. Jurgen fought for him. Jurgen made the owners give him a new deal. And how did he repay that? By running off of the next opportunity when he thought that maybe he mightn't get as many minutes as he wanted. He thought, you know what? I don't feel loved here anymore. He was literally the captain of our football club. I didn't make any cash though, Craig, I can say it. But you're not talking about you, Josh. That's the point. You're saying he without sin cast the first stone, as in about Henderson. And I'm far better morals than Jordan Henderson, so I can absolutely lash a load of stones if I want. I'm not perfect, but I'm not claiming to be. Barella in January. I think the Barella train is gone, unfortunately. I would have loved Barella this summer. And I felt like we probably had one 27, 28-year-old signing in us. But I think with Endo, we got that signing, a 30-year-old. And I don't see us being able to go back into the market, unfortunately, for Barella again. Which is a shame, because I think he would have done brilliantly in this Liverpool setup. That's my point, though. It's not his place to judge our morality. It absolutely is our place to judge it. 100%. Same way it's your place to judge me. You know, you can think I'm an asshole and not watch, but I'm putting myself out here to be judged. Same with Henderson. We're not talking about what he did on a football pitch here. We're talking about the stances he made, the causes that he professed to care about. He brought that on. That wasn't to do with Liverpool or the FA. That was Jordan Henderson wanting to portray himself in that way to the public and to the world. So again, I still think we differ on this, but that's okay. Favorite TV series? Probably Only Fools and Horses, but, you know, Sopranos, The Wire, Breaking Bad, US Office, Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I recently, for the first time, watched Peep Show. Never watched it before. Watched it from start to finish, and I've watched it twice now. Brilliant. I don't know how I never watched it before. Dude, you'd sell yourself for that kind of cash as well. Give it a break. No, I wouldn't. And that's the thing, mate. Anybody that knows me knows I wouldn't. So I'm not going to give Atten a break. And again, just because you have no morals, don't think the rest of us are all the same. I could have sold this channel for a lot of money to somebody that wouldn't have done it justice. And I didn't. I have my own morals that I hold dearly, and anyone that knows anything about me, that's ever met me, that knows me, knows how strongly those morals guide my life. So again, just because you're a bottom of the barrel scraping asshole who would sell your granny for a fiver, don't think the rest of us are all the same as you. I know who I am, and I know what I'm about. So again, I don't really give a fuck what you think of me. But you don't get to tell me that I would do something I know I wouldn't do. Have you ever seen Blue Story? Nah, never heard of it. Sorry. Thoughts on Salah being top two Liverpool players in the Premier League era? Yeah, I think that's fair. It's a tough one, that Premier League era. So I wouldn't put Suarez in the conversation there, because I don't think Suarez has been around long enough at Liverpool in that era. Alisson would be in that conversation for me as well. But you're right, I think Mohamed Salah and Steven Gerrard would probably be the two at the top of our list, because both will have had longevity at the club. I can't remember. How long has Mohamed been at the club now? I truly can't remember. Did he come in? 18? 17? 17, was it? So Salah and Gerrard probably would be my answers. But Alisson, very close. Right, let's have a look at the Kelleher vote. So we asked, should Kelleher leave Liverpool to get first team games? And 59% of you guys said yes. By the way, just slightly off topic for a second, I know I wasn't involved in it or anything like that, but just want to give a shout out to everybody that gave up their time and was involved in the Sidemen charity game at the London City Stadium on Saturday. Well done to everybody, you know, raising the money that they have for such good causes. To everyone that gave up their time, to everyone that went and bought tickets and went to the game, you will help a lot of people. So to all the lads and lassies that were involved in it, much love, beautiful to see, and more of that in the world, please. So well done to everybody involved. Just brilliant, just great to see. Craig, can you tell me what's happening with Mbappe? So Get French Football News said that, and I'll read it exactly out here. Said Liverpool remains an option for Kylian Mbappe, and he could be tempted if a bid were to be made by the Anfield club. So as it sits right now, Mbappe could sign a pre-contract agreement with anybody outside of France in January, because his contract's running out at the end of the season. Now, PSG, I think, had thought that with this impasse they had with Mbappe, that he was going to sign the new contract that would give him a guaranteed figure to be sold for next summer, but the contract would run until 2026. But as of right now, doesn't look like that's going to be signed. 2.4 million is amazing. Is that how much money they raised? Oh my days, that is phenomenal. Wow. Is that 2.4 million? That will help so many people. Look, things like this, you just have to tip your hat and say, well done. You know, it's beautiful to see, especially the lads like the Sidemen. You know, they're so big now, they could carry on, just do their own thing and look out for themselves. But yeah, that's a beautiful gesture. And you know, you wish these things never had to happen, right? You wish every charity was well-funded. You wish that people weren't getting sick or whatever. But yeah, no, much love to everybody that was involved in that. And, you know, but oh, maybe someday yours truly will get over there. But in the meantime, just, again, nothing but respect for everybody involved. Sidemen game was extremely entertaining, said Didinho. I didn't watch it, mate. Well, as I said, I wasn't great yesterday myself. But again, it's just a phenomenal achievement to continuously just keep raising the bar like that. So well done. Good evening from myself, my 9-year-old son. Glad you're back online. Thank you, Chana Mahal. Much love to you and your son, mate. Glad to have you with us. Appreciate your support. Hendo can do no wrong in my eyes. That's absolutely fine, my friend. As I said, we all have our own views on these things. I'm not here to tell you you're wrong. Again, however you choose to remember Jordan's time at Liverpool, that's your own business. Filthy Slag. Again, that's the super chat name. Thank you, mate. Appreciate you. Please say you saw Speed's penalty. I haven't seen anything from the game. Not a thing. I'm not on Twitter or Instagram or any of those platforms. So I don't see any social media posts unless somebody posts it into our Discord group. And by the way, for those of you who are Anfield Agenda Ultra members, remember, if you do check out the membership tab on the YouTube channel, you'll see the link to our Discord in there. Maka's potential has been wasted in the number 6 position. Yes, Mohamed, I'm right with you on that. Look, he can do a job there, but I'm like you. I think he would be at his best in one of the number 10 positions alongside Szoboszlai. So I do agree. You know, I would rather McAllister was a bit further up the pitch because I think he can have a bigger impact there. But I can understand for certain games why maybe Klopp wanted to just go with somebody like McAllister, who's a bit more tried and tested, where he feels perhaps Endo's still getting up to speed a little bit. And of course, Bajcetic wasn't fully ready to go at that point. So I think we will see him moved a little bit further up. Andre will solve that problem. I hope so. It'd be nice if we could. It'd be nice if we could get him in January, knowing that Thiago's then moving on at the end of the season. I feel like it would give us time to, you know, assimilate him into the squad and get him used to the Premier League, and maybe even allow Thiago, if he so wished, to move on in January, because I don't really see where he's going to get many opportunities this season in meaningful games. Pitaluga, Lafon Chamelier as second keepers. Pitaluga is the one to keep an eye on, I would say, yes. I think he was probably brought in with that in mind to eventually be the understudy to Alisson, or yeah, I would imagine that was probably the case. I mean, he came in from Brazil, right? I think from Alisson's own former club, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously we've got Taffarel at the club and the goalkeeping coach in the department, as well as Akterberg. And, you know, Liverpool is I think we tried to build a destination for goalkeepers, you know, a real high level of the level of coaching that the keepers get. Dino said, Craig, I'm very down on myself at the moment. Sidemen game cheered me up so much. Put a smile on my face big time. You should watch the highlights. I'm sure I will watch the highlights, mate. Like yourself, I wasn't great yesterday. It was a pretty tough day. But today's another day and tomorrow's another day. So appreciate your kind words, mate. And I will certainly check out the highlights. Do you see Thiago going into management? Don't know. It's a good question. So these things are tough to gauge, because if you asked me 5 years ago, would Carragher go into management, I would have bet any amount of money you wanted that Jamie Carragher was going to go into management. But obviously he's gone into punditry. So you never really know. And then you see other people who you'd never really think of that maybe go into management that end up in management. So tough to know. He certainly have the gravitas and the footballing knowledge. But a man, has he done his badges? I don't even know if he's done his badges. House slab in, I don't know what that means. Squad Sidemen had a better defence. I don't know what that means, mate. Sorry. Are we talking about Maguire in the England defence? Because that's shambolic. So yeah, it was 2017. Thank you, Mark. Where Mohamed Salah signed for Liverpool. So he's been 6 years a Liverpool player now. What are your thoughts on Sepp van den Berg for next season? See how he gets on loan this season. And, you know, I've always said I do feel that his time at Liverpool isn't over yet, Sepp van den Berg. Finished. Ireland won, the Netherlands 2. Oh, well. I mean, look, let's be honest. When you looked at that group, my hope was to finish third. But we were beaten by Greece and, you know, I don't think Kenny has much time left, in all honesty. I think, my friends, that pretty much covers us for this evening. Yeah, I think we're done. I don't think there's much more to go through. Just a reminder that we'll be back tomorrow, as always, 8:30. Hope you can join us. Don't forget to subscribe to Top of the League. You can scan that QR code on the screen right there now, or you'll see a link in the description of this stream. We'll record a news video and I will be working tomorrow. And I expect birthday cake emojis all over the chat tomorrow when I join you guys. So 8:30, don't be late. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Much love, my friends. I'll talk to you then. Thank you for your time tonight as always. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.